ties to the city, Eisner was tiring of the frequent travel and didn't see why ABC's headquarters should remain on 67th Street.
"I want to move ABC to Los Angeles," he said.
Burke was startled. Nobody had mentioned the possibility.
"Why?"
he asked. "Ad sales is in New York. Soap opera productions is in New York. News is in New York."
"Everybody should be together," Eisner said. "My Monday lunches are the way I run the company. I need everybody there. That's the problem with ABC."
This didn't make any sense to Burke, who felt that ABC's distance from Burbank was the least of the network's problems.
"Think about this for a minute," Burke said.
"Bob Iger and I can fly out there for your lunch. Prime time is the issue, so have Jamie Tarsus come to your lunch. Why uproot 5,000 people?"
Eisner shrugged, saying he needed people close by so he could be more involved.
On some level, Burke had an emotional attachment to ABC, where his father's portrait hung in the lobby of the headquarters building.
"You're going to destroy a whole culture," Burke warned. "You're saying there's nothing worth keeping."
On February 12, Iger issued a memo saying that ABC headquarters would be moved to Burbank, so ABC executives would be adjacent to Disney senior management, meaning Eisner. Predictably, Eisner's decision caused an uproar at ABC. Several top executives quit. Morale plummeted. When Burke expressed his reservations to Iger, Iger agreed with him that it was a big mistake. Burke pressed him to stand up to Eisner on the issue, but Iger said it would be pointless. Eisner was stubborn, and his mind was made up. Burke wasn't surprised. He'd already sensed that Iger wasn't willing to contradict Eisner, not as long as he still thought he had a shot at being president. Burke's high regard for top management had begun to slip. Burke had reservations about moving his family to the West Coast, but he was willing to consider it. Then Peter Murphy, the new head of strategic planning, no relation to his predecessor Larry Murphy, convened what Burke thought would be a routine budget meeting to discuss the ABC radio stations which reported to Burke. Eisner attended. Like nearly everyone else at ABC, Burke was wary of the strategic planning department. One of Ovitz's arguments little more than a year before had been that the ABC radio network either had to grow through a big acquisition or be sold. Eisner had rejected both alternatives. But Burke was now negotiating a deal to combine the ABC stations with those owned by Westwood One, which would give ABC the critical mass to make radio a success. At the meeting, Peter Murphy launched into a 30-page flip chart presentation that concluded the ABC radio stations should be sold outright and that Disney should abandon the radio business. As Burke realized where the presentation was going, he became increasingly angry. No one had warned him about this or shown him the data. No one had consulted him.
"Wait a minute," Burke finally interrupted. "You've never set foot in a radio station. Now you're using this budget meeting to tell me to sell the division?"
Murphy just looked at Eisner, who had obviously known what was coming.
"I'm leaving," Burke said, starting to walk out.
"Sit down, you're not going anywhere," Eisner ordered.
Burke stayed, quietly fuming. He'd had all the freedom he wanted to run the Disney stores, and at Euro Disney he had been geographically so far away that he was pretty much left alone. His father's